Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. Our next guest is from the Zach Gordon Youth Center. Director Jordan Nigro, welcome.
Hi, Scott.
Nice to have you here. Welcome to Studio 2K.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so fancy in here.
We like it. We like it. So thanks for coming across the street.
Yeah, it's a really long trek for me to get here.
We appreciate it. Zach Gordon Youth Center, if no one's ever heard of it, what do you do?
So we are a free, open to the public drop-in center for youth of all ages to be there by yourself without an adult. You have to be at least 8 years old. And we open at 11 to the public and we close at 9 p.m. most of the week. Our curfew for kids that are not in high school or under 14 is 6 p.m. And so we're open to youth after school. And we have some kids come in during the day who say are homeschooled or are out of school. And then we are open Friday nights and Saturday nights until 10.
And this is sort of the legacy of a man named Zach Gordon.
It sure is.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it still operating off funds from his estate, or has CBJ
so
sort of taken
we
it
have
over?
We are all city employees. The building is still owned by Friends of Zach Gordon Youth Center, which is the current name of the original iteration when Zach Gordon ran the place and it was a nonprofit. So we do, they do, the Friends of Zach Gordon Youth Center does help us with funding. They fund one of our Jesuit volunteers and different projects that we have going on from time to time. But our day-to-day operations are funded through the city.
Okay. And today we're going to be talking about summer, right?
Yeah,
that sun
I know. The sun just reminds us that summer is coming.
And there are summer camps and other opportunities for kiddos to get into once they're out of school. And I think you've told us before that it's important to think about those early.
Yes. So we have one great thing that Juno has been doing the last few years is all of us that provide summer camps have been sort of working together to make sure that we schedule them in a way that isn't there's a whole bunch of camps on 1 week and there are no camps the next week or very few. And so we start doing that in January and we come together, we have a meeting and we all do that. And then we do on this year, the date is March 28th, the Summer Activity Expo, where folks can come, families can come and sign their kids up for activities that are going on throughout the summer. So we invite anybody that is providing activities for youth in Juno over the summer months. So it's camps, there's some sports activities, there's arts, there's all sorts of fun stuff. And those registrations are just rolling in for our tables this year. That is going to be at the Jack, and it is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
What would you say is sort of the age range for summer opportunities?
Well, most of the tables are for kind of elementary aged kids to early middle school. Okay. But we do have a few groups that come that serve high schoolers, and we have a few groups that come that serve littles.
What's an example of a very popular summer activity?
Well, our camps are there, which are very popular. Discovery Southeast camps are there. They're very popular as well. And we have like Orca will be there with all of their summer activities, and the Girl Scouts are usually there, and the Boy Scouts are there, and we have all sorts of stuff there. So if you're listening and you're a provider and you want to be there, please shoot me an email at Jordan, J-O-R-D-E-N dot Nigro, N-I-G-R-O, at juno.org, and I'll send you the registration form. We hope to get everybody's registrations back usually about a week before the event so that we can know how many tables we need. And it's free for providers to come in and have a booth and just kind of makes a one-stop shop for families. And it's really very fun. It's a very fun day.
We need some summer camps for adults, I think, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we do. Why don't we start planning this for adults?
Let's do it.
Get
Since
on it,
we don't
Scott.
Have anything else to do.
That's right. We have nothing else to do. So it's really fun. And the other thing you can do if you're listening and you kind of want to see what's coming, is we have been working on a calendar. So if you go to cbjkids.org, that is our website, and there is a calendar there with basically all the summer activities that we have so far. People are still giving them to us because people are finalizing their schedules. And if you're listening and you haven't sent us your stuff, please send it in so we can get it on that calendar for you. And I would encourage folks to take a look at that calendar if you can before you come on the 28th, because then you'll kind of have an idea. Although there will, I'm sure, be folks there with tables that are not on that calendar yet. But we're doing our best to really get that calendar kind of similar to the Jack calendar, where we all are kind of programmed to go to the Jack calendar and look at all Juno's events. And we want to make this calendar on CBJ Kids to really be a place where we can go and see what's going on for kids.
And the Summer Activity Expo, you said, is March 28th.
It's March 28th.
What, the location?
The location is the Jack this year.
Got it. And this is something that both families and their kids should come to?
Yep. Bring your kids if you'd like. Many of the booths have fun little activities for kids to do. And also then it's nice for kids to be able to have some autonomy in walking around and saying, oh, this looks really fun. I'd like to do this.
All right. If we don't see you again until then, we'll be sure to talk about that on the show. But it's
great.
March 28th at the Jack. At what time?
It is 10 a.m. The doors open.
It must be a Saturday.
Yes, it is a Saturday, and it goes until 1.
All right. Jordan Nigro, thank you so much. For more information, where should we go?
cbjkids.org, or you can give us a call at 586-2635.
Sounds good. Anything else, Jordan?
No, I think that's it. Registration for the Easter egg hunt will be coming up soon.
All right. Thank you.